Irritable bowel syndrome is very common, and up to half of patients report that carbohydrates trigger symptoms. But finding the right diagnosis can be challenging, because the symptoms are often unspecific and overlap with many other abdominal diseases. In daily practice, hydrogen breath tests are still widely used to guide diagnosis and treatment, although the recently published European guideline has suggested that breath tests have to be accompanied by a validated symptom assessment. However, it remains unclear how well these tests actually predict who will benefit from dietary intervention. The aim of our study was twofold. First, to see whether symptom severity in patient history predicts the outcome of intolerance or malabsorption testing. And second, to evaluate whether patients with ACPQ diagnosed intolerance improve after dietary intervention, and importantly, whether their malabsorption status influences this dietary response. What we found was clear. Patients with intolerance diagnosed by the ACPQ improved significantly after dietary changes, regardless of their breath test result. Baseline symptom severity was a strong predictor of improvement. The more severe the symptoms reported in patient history, the greater the benefit from diet. Symptom history also correlated with maximum symptom intensity recorded in the ACPQ. In contrast, hydrogen breath tests did not explain symptom severity in patient history or in the intolerance test, and were not helpful in predicting dietary response. So in short, the ACPQ is a valuable tool for identifying patients who respond to diet. Patient-reported symptom history predicts treatment response as well as the outcome of intolerance testing. And breath tests alone are not useful for guiding treatment decisions. This retrospective study included more than 1,100 tests from over 700 patients referred for suspected carbohydrate intolerance. Malabsorption was assessed using hydrogen breath tests and intolerance using the ACPQ after ingestion of a test substrate. Symptom history was documented with the bowel disease questionnaire using visual analog scales. Patients diagnosed with intolerance, meaning a positive ACPQ, were advised to follow a diet for 4 to 12 weeks. At follow-up, symptom intensity was reassessed using the same VA scales, and changes were quantified as delta VAS.